Update, February 4, 10:20 a.m. Extreme cold warnings were lifted for many areas in Saskatchewan as of Tuesday morning. However, central and northern Saskatchewan, from the province's western to eastern borders, was still under an extreme cold warning as of 9:03 a.m. Central Standard Time on February 4. Environment Canada says dangerous wind chill values of minus 40 or colder continue. Temperatures nearing minus 30, combined with winds of 10 to 15 kilometers per hour, are producing extreme wind chill values of minus 40 to minus 45. Temperatures are expected to moderate for most areas by midday Tuesday. Blank. Original report, February 2, 3:55 p.m. More and more regions of Saskatchewan are falling under extreme cold warning coming in effect on February 2. The extreme cold warning covers all southern, west central and parts of central Saskatchewan, as well as northern parts of the province. Environment Canada is warning of an extended period of dangerously cold wind chills. Over the next few days, wind chill values could drop to minus 40 or lower at times. Overnight lows nearing minus 30 degrees Celsius, combined with winds of 10 to 15 kilometers per hour, which will create extreme wind chills ranging from minus 40 to minus 45. Snow pushing in from the United States will likely keep regions between the international border and the Trans-Canada Highway above extreme cold thresholds Tuesday morning. However, areas to the north, in the vicinity of the Yellowhead, will continue with the bitterly cold temperatures into Wednesday morning. Temperatures are expected to moderate for most by Thursday. Extreme cold puts everyone at risk. Risks are greater for young children, older adults, people with chronic illnesses, people working or exercising outdoors, and those without proper shelter. Watch for cold-related symptoms: shortness of breath, chest pain, muscle pain and weakness, numbness and color change in fingers and toes. Cover up. Frostbite can develop within minutes on exposed skin, especially with wind chill, says Environment Canada. If it's too cold for you to stay outside, it's too cold for your pet to stay outside. Outdoor workers should take regularly scheduled breaks to warm up. Extreme cold warnings are issued when very cold temperatures or wind chill creates an elevated risk to health, such as frostbite and hypothermia.